World Series starting tomorrow night. Here is Mike Farren from SiriusXM's MLB Network Radio. How you doing, Mike?
I'm good, guys. Boy, that's an awful hang with them. Not only is your place not ready, but then you have to come back on Monday?
No, dude. Oh. It's going to be, I'll be spitting fire. And I'm not going to have enough time to catch up with any. Something crazy will happen in the World Series. Man. The Leafs will trade Austin Matthews. The Raptors will trade Kawhi. And I'll be completely ignorant to it all and be hungover. And it'll be awful. It'll be terrible. So anyway, that's my week. What are you expecting out of this World Series? In terms of hype, I mean, it's not the first World Series we've ever seen. It happens every single year. But how does this add up to you in terms of comparing it to previous years with the hype and the Dodgers taking on the Red Sox?
Yeah, I mean, I think it, as somebody who appreciates the history of baseball, I think it's kind of cool that you get these two kind of iconic franchises that have never met in the postseason. I mean, you think about, like, as much as people talk about, like, the curse of the Bambino and all those years that the Red Sox didn't win a championship, it's not like they didn't go to World Series, you know, and the Dodgers were there a lot, especially, you know, through the early part of the 60s. So I think it's kind of cool that they're meeting for the first time. That aspect of it from a historical standpoint is neat, that you get Fenway Park and Dodger Stadium, I think is really cool, that there's, you know, significant star power on both teams is always great if you're looking for it to be a showcase. But from an overall talent, and I see a lot of National League baseball, I don't think that, I mean, the American League playoffs were just being played at a different level than the National League. And I'm not sure that the Dodgers are quite at the level of the teams that Boston's already dispatched.
You mentioned the star power. Could have come down to one of the superstar lefties, Sale, Price, Kershaw, guys that are not known as having a ton of playoff success, if one of these guys can step up and try to dominate the series.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's possible. I mean, you know, listen, for all the talk about how little, you know, postseason success Kershaw's had, I mean, they've won something like, I want to say it's something like 12 of his last 14 starts or something like that now in the playoffs. So, you know, he didn't pitch well against the Cardinals, really. He had a bad start, his second start in the World Series last year. His first one was pretty good. So, yeah, I mean, I think it could come down to that. But, I mean, I don't think it's, you know, I don't think that that's necessarily a guarantee either. I mean, these are pretty good offensive teams, especially with Boston, and if you told me that, you know, like Mookie Betts or JD Martinez were to take over the series, I certainly wouldn't think that's out of the realm of possibility, especially with the Dodgers likely to throw three lefties. You know, they're probably five of the seven games, if it goes the distance, and I don't think it will, would be started by left-handed starters, and that I think plays into one of the strengths that the Red Sox have offensively.
What are they going to do with Martinez and Betts as far as playing in L.A.? Are they going to switch that around? I thought I read the piece where Mookie Betts could play second base. And how are they going to handle that situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple different things that could come into play with it. I mean, remember, you're going to have, if they play five games, you're going to have two lefty starters, most likely, in Rich Hill and Clayton Kershaw. So that means, because Jackie Bradley Jr. has struggled against lefties compared to righties, you could sit him, play Betts in center, Benintendi in rare, Betts in right, Benintendi in center, and play Martinez in left. That would be one option. That's something I did a fair amount over the course of the season. But the idea of keeping all those guys together in the lineup, specifically in Game 3 when Walker Buehler's pitching, is really interesting. And Mookie Betts was a second baseman in the minor leagues, and the only reason he moved off that position is because the Red Sox have Dustin Pedroia signed for a long period of time. So, you know, I think it's possible, and they certainly have been going through workouts with Mookie getting reaccustomed to second, and I wouldn't be surprised if you saw it for at least a portion of a game. But that also, you know, that also weakens one of, I think, the Red Sox real strengths, which is their outfield defense. I mean, that's a really talented collection of defenders in the outfield when you're able to put Benintendi, Bradley, and Betts together. So I think they'll have to weigh it with that. But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if you see it for at least one game, or at least the first, I'd say, six innings of one of those games, that would be a possibility.
Game one of the World Series tomorrow night in Boston. We're chatting with Mike Farren of SiriusXM MLB Network Radio. I look at a guy like Manny Machado, who's got more history against the Sox than anybody else in L.A., and it's one that's steeped in hatred, and he'll get booed every single time he's up at the plate.
No, he shouldn't be shocked by that after the last series.
He's going to get it everywhere, yeah. But he's built himself up into a villain, but man, can he he can hack it, man. And he's got a very good history again at Fenway, going up against lefties. He's a righty. He's going to be launching balls off that, off the monster. I feel like he is more than just an X factor. What do you expect out of Machado?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's I think he and Justin Turner really make that offense go for Los Angeles. So, I think the fact that he's got familiarity with that pitching staff too is huge. You know, I mean, he's got a really good idea of how to face David Price. He's seen David Price's entire career. You know, he's got an idea against Chris Sale. He saw him really frequently over the last 2 years. I mean, there just aren't going to be very many surprises that Boston's going to be able to throw at Manny Machado. The one thing is that Machado at times can get out. It's not like he's this guy that grinds out incredible at bats the way that Turner does. And he's a little bit more of an aggressive hitter. And I think that there are times that you can exploit that. And I'm sure that the plan that Brian Bannister and Daniel Avanzi are putting together for the pitchers to try and, you know, use that against Machado, get him to see which at bats he can kind of give away. But you're right. I mean, he's got a chance to be, you know, beyond an X factor in that he could be the star of the series. And frankly, I think the Dodgers kind of need him to be the star of the series if they're going to pull the upset.
Enjoy this one. It should be fun. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Take care.
There's Mike Farron of SiriusXM MLB Network Radio.